What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
He's at the 5. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts. Barkley takes off to the outside. He's going to go. Touchdown. 60 yards on his opening touch. Fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Second turnover of the game.
He got slammed.
This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl for the fifth time in franchise history. On Sunday, February 9th, the Birds will take on the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans. Now, it has been quite the ride for the Eagles, and for more on this magical season, let's bring in KYW's Dave Uram. And Dave, Eagles got here after a 55-23 win over Washington in the NFC Championship game at the Link. It really was one of, if not the best, Eagles performance of the season, I felt. How about you?
They were dominant, Matt. Yeah, Jalen was stupendous. Saquon was sensational. The defense was physical, forcing all of those takeaways. They took care of business against the Washington Commanders. They've taken care of business, whether they've been at the top of their game or not at points of the postseason. They've taken care of their business throughout the entire postseason. And I remember telling you, forget the exact words, but I remember telling you when we first spoke as the postseason was about to begin, that the Eagles had the capabilities to go all the way. So far, they have taken care of business, but the job's not done yet.
Now, this was a team that was 2-2 heading into the bye week, and coming out of that bye, they really struggled to beat a terrible Cleveland team at home. And if we remember the talking point that week that dominated the media narrative was, is Nick Sirianni's job in trouble? But since then, they have been absolutely dominant. What has changed, in your opinion, from the first 5-6 weeks to where we are now?
I think it really starts with leaning into Saquon, leaning into that offensive line, making that the identity of the team, even though we've seen that Jalen Hurts can really pass the ball well. And then on the defensive side, forcing takeaways and becoming a very, very physical unit.
So it will be the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and it will be a rematch of Super Bowl 57. Of course, the Eagles lost that game 38-35. It is really amazing, just 2 years removed, there are a whole lot of different faces on this Eagles team than from just 2 years ago.
Now, Saquon, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Zach Bond, the rookies, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, but there are still some guys, Matt, that were part of that Super Bowl loss, that were on this team then. You know, Jalen Hurts, most of the offensive line, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. You know, they're human. Even if they may not admit it, and some may admit it, they're human. And I'm sure that that loss is somewhere in their minds going into this loss. I know it's within the fan base's mind, and a lot of fans would probably like revenge on the Chiefs or what happened in Super Bowl 57. I'm sure every person who roots for the Philadelphia Eagles, as well as a lot of fans across the country, have a degree of Chiefs fatigue. And there's a lot of people who do not want to see the Chiefs win an unprecedented 3 Super Bowls in a row and see those players hoist the Lombardi Trophy for a third time in a row. The Eagles have an opportunity to deny them of that.
So in the matchup, what do you think will be the keys?
I knew this question was coming, and there's a long list of them. And it'll probably sound exhausting after a while, some obvious. But you know what? Sometimes obvious is important. They got to win the turnover battle. In Super Bowl 57, even though Jalen Hurts would have won MVP if the Eagles won the game, he had a very costly fumble that turned into a touchdown for the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a scoop and score. So they have to win the turnover battle, especially against a player like Patrick Mahomes. The Eagles have won the turnover battle all postseason. That has to continue. I think the Eagles have to be aggressive in Super Bowl 59. You don't want to be reckless, but you have to remain aggressive in terms of those decisions. I think they have to win in the trenches, offensive and defensive line. That's always the case. And I think they have to make a play on defense. And this may be the understated key of the whole thing. Travis Kelce. I think slowing him down along with Patrick Mahomes will be key, because former Eagle Zach Ertz, who's now a Commander, had 11 catches for 104 yards against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Tyler Higbee of the Rams had 7 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. Colby Parkinson, who's a tight end also on the Rams, had a touchdown. And then with the Packers, you had Tucker Kraft have 5 catches, albeit for only 26 yards, but 5 catches. There's a part of me that wonders if those tight ends, and really specifically Ertz, expose something in the middle of the Eagles' defense that allowed him to get open as much as he was and have that many receptions. So I think Vic Fangio needs to figure out a way to not let Travis Kelce have a big day. And this is especially important, Matt. This might be the most important key of all. The Eagles, if they want to win this game, I think they need to have, not necessarily have to have, but it would sure help to have, a 2-score lead late in the game. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, I believe this is right. They've won all 12 of the one-score games that they've been in, and I think they've won 17 one-score games in a row. So if this is within one score and the Chiefs have the ball last, Matt, you know that that's going to be hugely problematic for the Eagles.
All right, thank you, Dave. KMW's Dave Uram joining us talking Super Bowl, and we will have more of the Week in Philly coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.